we get to spend a bit of time on a much happier piece of tertiary education news, and that is the fact that there are graduation ceremonies happening on many local campuses this week, celebrating those who have completed their studies. One of them was at the University of Stellenbosch yesterday, when the Arts and Humanities graduation sent forth a new wave of creative young minds into the world. And I've asked the faculty's Deputy Dean for Teaching and Learning to join us today to talk a little bit about the value of humanities studies. Obviously, I confess to no small amount of bias here, being somebody who switched at the last minute from a science-heavy degree to do a BA instead. And I have spent a lifetime listening to the jokes about what do you say to a BA graduate. I'll have a side order of fries with that, please, right? I know you've heard it 1,000 times as well. There is sort of a perception that it's a lightweight degree, or that the subjects don't matter as much or don't equip you for too much in the workplace. And obviously, I take that personally. And as a BA honours graduate, I would like to stick my hand up and say 1,000 times no. There are so many amazing opportunities to move into creative and exciting workplaces if you've got this kind of qualification. But don't take my word for it. Let's rather hear from Deputy Dean, Professor Vasti Rhodes. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon from Stellenbosch University. And congratulations to all of the faculty members who played a role in the graduating class that you saw off yesterday. We appreciate your time.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and afternoon to your listeners. And yes, I also extend my hearty congratulations to all our wonderful students and staff and supervisors who've made this possible.
Vasti, do we need to still be having a conversation about dismantling the narrative that arts education is somehow not as important or not as fit for purpose in terms of equipping students for their jobs in the future?
I suppose, Pippa, it's a kind of conversation that's not quite going to go away. Nevertheless, here we are having a conversation on radio with someone like yourself who has exactly that background. And so we are a world that is integrated in all kinds of ways. Yes, we need roads and bridges and medicine and law and so on, but we also are human beings with ideas, creativity, who live our lives in families and societies, and we need to understand that human world. Mm. We need to be able to make sense of it, and we also need to figure out what the value is of all these other scientific advances. How does that fit into our human lives in a way that actually aid human flourishing? And these are the kinds of questions that we ask. And then we also have people like you who spread the word, right? who facilitate these kinds of conversations.
There are so many opportunities and valuable places in society for this kind of knowledge and learning, Vasti. So obviously, I will admit to bias in saying that, but I see it every day in the people I interview and the creative minds who study things I'd never heard of, 2 weeks ago, and who find a way of looking at human knowledge and interrogating it and how it fits into the way we live today from a totally different perspective. What do you see as the greatest benefits of studying in these fields? Obviously, one thinks of the arts, one thinks of creative minds, but more than fostering creativity, what are the great skills that these fields teach?
So the kind of thing that one would often hear if you ask people who work in the humanities and social sciences, what are the generic skills that you develop? People will say critical thinking skills, mm. right? So the capacity to identify problems, to be able to analyze them, to identify, to distinguish signal from noise, you know, to identify what are the what is the genuine information and what is just sort of the noise around it. So it's the critical thinking skills, the ability to reason logically and systematically, to solve problems in creative ways. But it is also the ability to think synthetically. By synthetic, I mean putting things together. So if analytical thinking is a matter of taking things apart, taking problems apart and identifying the underlying aspects, then one also has to figure out, well, how to do things differently, how to combine different disciplinary backgrounds, different kinds of knowledge, different kinds of experience in order to provide us with new ways of making sense of the world and thinking about a future that is in many ways, well, in all ways, unknown to us. Mm. So these are the generic skills that students develop in our faculty, apart from the more subject-specific types of knowledge.
Just for anybody who came late into the conversation, my guest on the line is Professor Vashti Ruart, who's the Deputy Dean of the Humanities Faculty at the University of Stellenbosch, talking to us about the value of education in that particular sort of sphere of learning and about the job prospects afterwards. Vashti, I think that's what a lot of people and a lot of parents worry about. They know if they send a child to medical school or legal school, they'll come out with a professional degree at the end and a job might await them. It's no longer a guarantee for anybody, but they're particularly worry that you come out with a degree in literature and music and foreign languages and then do what precisely? Should they be worrying? I mean, there are jobs that our students of today are going to be fulfilling in the future that don't exist at the moment that, you know, I never heard of 2 years ago. So is that a valid reason to be concerned?
I think that's a very good point that you make, Pippa. I mean, it's never just enough to train students for the jobs that exist now. The jobs that exist now, many of them will not exist in the same form in the next decade or more. And they will be new jobs that we are not necessarily able to predict now. So you need to do more. You need to offer an education that's more than just specific training for specific jobs. So what can students do who study in our, how does our faculty equip students? Well, it equips them with the ability to identify and analyze complex social, personal, interpersonal problems, to develop innovative solutions, to collaborate with people from very different fields and backgrounds. A lot of our focus is very interdisciplinary, and that becomes much more important as the world becomes more complex. In terms of specific careers, so an obvious career would be something in media. Journalism, advertising would be an example. Human resources, but then, you know, research institutes, think tanks, social activism, the NGO sector, the civil service, and of course careers in the creative arts. Perhaps what I should add also, when tends to think, oh well, if you study anything in the humanities and the arts, then certainly business is the one place where that's close to you, and we find that it's really the opposite, because of the kind of generic skills that students develop in a humanities education, they are very well equipped to step into the world of business, where one is required to make sense of the world in which your business operates.
Yeah. Okay, so you're telling me I'm bringing my child through to your open day in a month or two to your commerce faculty. It sounds like I should be adding on stuff in the arts department as well to try and make the two work together. Vashti, I love what you said about the interdisciplinary approach, and I just want to flag that after 2 o'clock, we're talking to an academic at Pretoria University who's going to explain to us how education and engineering have overlapped in their particular department. I mean, it's a wonderful example that just because you've chosen to sort of go in one direction, it doesn't mean that you're only going to apply that knowledge in that immediate sort of sphere around you. Firstly, the whole idea is to equip students with education to apply that knowledge broadly once they've left your institution, right?
That is absolutely so. And if you think for a moment, I mean, what are some of the really big challenges that we are facing in the world now? Think of global health. Think of climate change, think of energy, think of new developments in data and computational thinking, and just think of sort of global politics, right? So all of these are problems that feature not only in the STEM fields, but absolutely also feature in the education that students have in this faculty, because ultimately all of these things matter, because they matter to human beings in their individual capacity, in their relationships to others, in societies, in nation states. So we are very focused on providing students with an interdisciplinary background, and there's almost nothing that you can study here in this faculty that is not also in some way linked to work that is done in other fields beyond our faculty.
Firstly, in our last minute and a half, can I ask you, was there any one individual student's story that stood out for you yesterday, or somebody who perhaps graduated in a field that many of our listeners wouldn't know existed? Very hard, I know, to pick up from such a large cohort of students, but if I had to ask you to name one, what was the standout moment for you?
Well, perhaps this reveals it reveals more about me than I should want to admit. But the really nicest human interest story of graduation is not an academic story, but it's really a story of how the love of knowledge can generate love of another person. Yeah. So the story is of a PhD student in history who graduated yesterday, but who also just got married to a master student in history. And they met in the course of their studies. And so this is the great love affair in our faculty at the moment.
Okay. More reasons than just academic to go and study at Stellenbosch, apparently. Lovely. Professor Vasti Rhodes, again to you and your colleagues, and of course, most of all, to the students themselves. Congratulations on reaching the end of this particular part of the life path. And thank you so much for, I thought, those very valuable and insightful comments about the need not to write off humanities as a viable and important alternative for a young person's future. If they're struggling with the idea of what to study, please keep it in your frame of reference and expose them to that concept. All the best to you and your team. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Papa.
Professor Vasti Rhodes speaking to us there from Stellenbosch University on the back of yesterday's graduation in the arts and humanities.